Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Yesterday, I had from the Crime Prevention Research Center, Nikki Gozer. Today, I have from the Crime Prevention Research Center, Dr. John Lott. Good afternoon, Dr. Lott.
It's good to talk to you again, Bill. It's been a while.
It has been. You've been traveling, haven't you? You've been doing a little bit of moving around here and there?
Not for a while. Maybe a couple months ago. I was, over the summer, I was in Brazil and Peru and stuff. And every once in a while, I'll give a talk someplace in the United States. But it's been a couple months since I've done much traveling.
Gotcha. But you have been doing some writing. You did an op-ed for the Washington Times, I think. Gun confiscation is not the solution to mass shootings. This is basically you talking about the ERPO, the gun violence restraining order, the red flag law. What do you think?
Right.
What do you think about what kind of a mechanism in this, and what do you think the? I mean, it, how effective is it? How ineffective is it? Tell me what you think of it.
Right. Well, you know, gun control advocates would have us believe that taking away a person's guns is the solution to basically all problems. And, you know, it's the idea behind these red flag laws that allow judges in a number of states to confiscate people's guns due to suspicions about mental health type problems. Either they're suicidal or they may be a danger to others. The problem is if you really believe somebody is a danger to themselves or others, simply taking away a person's guns is not really much of a solution. And there are lots of problems with how the law actually operates. You know, a judge only sees maybe a single written complaint, and all the judge has to have is reasonable suspicion, which is maybe like a 20% probability or so that the person is actually a danger to themselves or others, and then he can take away their gun. There are no mental health care professionals involved in the process in either evaluating the person for whether there's a problem or in treating the person that's there. And, you know, the problem that you face, I mean, we just need to look. This weekend, there was a woman, or this past Thanksgiving Day, there was a woman who in Florida who tried to drive her Range Rover at 60 miles an hour into a marathon with like 800 people that were there or so. And, you know, you have other car attacks or whatever. If somebody's a danger to others, just taking away their gun, unless you're also going to take away their car and lots of other things and have them under treatment, they can still do a lot of harm. And there's many different ways that people can go and commit suicide. So, you know, if it were me, there are already much better laws on the books. There's things called involuntary restraining orders where you can, if somebody is believed to be a danger, police can take the person in for a psychiatric evaluation that could be anything from 24 hours to up to 72 hours. And, you know, it depends on what the experts say when they evaluate. You know, it could be 2 hours if they think that there's not a problem to begin with. And if the mental health care experts believe that there's a problem, then there can be an immediate hearing. If the person can't afford a lawyer, one will be provided for them, and your lawyer can cross-examine the evidence that's there. And if it's determined that there's a problem, there's a whole range of options that the judge can engage in. The judge can say, okay, I want you to go in for voluntary treatment. We'll have you come back in a week or two, and we'll reevaluate the situation just to see how the treatment's going. They could take away any type of weapon that the person has, or in the most extreme case, they could involuntarily commit the person for psychiatric treatment. None of those things exist with red flag laws. I think the whole point, you know, you could say, well, why didn't they just take the existing law that's there and make some change to
it? That was my thought. Yeah.
Well, I think it's pretty clear why they didn't do that, because they like the gun control people like the fact that there are not all these civil rights protections that are there. They like the fact that a lawyer is not provided for you. They like the fact that there's not a hearing before the gun's taken away. They like the fact that there are no mental health care experts involved in the process. And what you find is with when there is eventually a hearing, it could be a month later, let's say, after the gun is taken away from the person, you have to hire a lawyer yourself. And in talking to lawyers, I think the cost can be up to $10,000 or so. And so a lot of people may say, look, I want to keep my guns, but is it really worth $1,000 to me to be able to go and keep my guns? And they say, look, you know, the only thing that can happen to me under red flag laws is I lose my guns. Well, I may want to keep my guns, but is it really worth $10,000 to me to be able to go and keep my guns? And a lot of people, most people, say no. So they go in there and they don't hire a lawyer when they go in under red flag laws, which I assume is probably something that the gun control people appreciate. So, you look at surveys. I just saw Senator Chris Murphy from Connecticut speaking about this the other day, and he was talking about all the strong support for red flag laws. And it's true. If you just ask people, do you support judges being able to temporarily take away a person's guns if they are a danger to themselves or others, you'll get like 2-1 where people will say, yeah, you know, that's a good idea. The problem is that when you, and I can understand why pollsters kind of simplify things some, but when you put in two other pieces of information that there is no hearing before the judge makes the decision, and you put in the fact that there's no mental health care experts involved in evaluating the person or in treating them, you find that rather than 2-1 support, you get almost 2-1 opposition then to having those laws. That people, when you say, you know, if a judge, you know, finds the person to be a danger to themselves or others, they assume in the word finds that there was some type of hearing that went on, that there was some type of evidence, that there was some type of cross-examination that occurred. And in fact, that's not the case. That doesn't happen. And when people learn about that, they become a lot less supportive for those laws than they would have been otherwise.
Let me get you to hold on right there. We're coming up on the first break. This op-ed, you can find this op-ed. First of all, you can find that op-ed at the Washington Times. But you can also find it at crimeresearch.org. This is where John presses the ideas and the studies that he does and goes after the people that he goes after and tells the truth. In ways that are almost irrefutable. There's a few people that get out there and say, okay, yeah, that was debunked or that was debunked. And no, not his method. His method is thoroughly been examined more than once by more than one person, and he has been found to be very valid in his approach and the studies that he puts together. So this stuff, when you look at it, this is the absolute best way to get the information, the factual information, crimeresearch.org. While you're there, throw in a contribution is too small. We got more from Dr. Locke when we get back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and we're talking to Dr. John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org. Everything that I'm referencing here is on their latest op-ed page, the various things that they've published. And this one was, I saw this on Town Hall. I thoroughly enjoyed this. The president finds no redeeming value, and he thinks it's sick that we can buy semi-automatic weapons. John, how bad is it that we have semi-automatic weapons?
Right. Well, I mean, this isn't the first time that Biden has made these exact comments. He made it earlier this year when he was in New York City, He made it last year when he was at a CNN town hall. He made it during the campaign and for president. And so he's repeated this many times. Look, to say there's no redeeming value, I guess I'm not shocked that Biden doesn't consider self-defense to be a redeeming value. But, you know, if he wants to ban, let's say, all semi-automatic rifles, what's the alternative? The alternative is a bolt-action gun where you have to manually, yourself, after you fire around, have to put another bullet in the chamber. And the problem that you face is that semi-automatic guns where you pull the trigger, you know, one bullet comes out, it reloads itself, pull the trigger, one bullet comes out, it reloads itself. You may not have the luxury of time to manually reload the gun or to load it to begin with when you're using it defensively. If you have multiple attackers and have to fire more than one shot, or if you fire and miss, or if you fire and wound but don't incapacitate the attacker, you know, you may not have 4 or 5 seconds or whatever to go and manually reload the gun that's there. And your life could be in danger. And so, you know, civilians, there's a reason why the vast majority of guns sold in the United States are semi-automatics. You have for handguns, about 85% of handguns sold in the United States are semi-automatics. The rest are basically revolvers. And revolvers, in many senses, are very similar in terms of their functionality, you know, in terms of not having to manually reload. So maybe Biden includes those in the total. I don't know. But and rifles are similar in terms of the percent. So if you want to ban 80-some plus percent of guns in the United States, then, you know, let's talk about it. But you're going to, you know, the notion that somehow banning semi-automatic guns is going to stop criminals from being able to go and get semi-automatic guns just isn't very serious. I mean, look at Mexico. Mexico has had one gun store in the country since 1972. The most powerful gun that you can buy is a bolt-action 22 short-round rifle. You know, Mexico regularly has a murder rate that's 5 to 6 times higher than the murder rate in the United States. They only have about less than 0.1% of the adult population is legally licensed to own a gun. And I guarantee you the drug gangs down there and criminals aren't using 22-caliber short-round bolt-action rifles to go and commit their crimes. And so, you know, but somehow they're still able to go and get it. And the problem that you face is that when you go and you have these types of bans, it's going to be the law-abiding good citizens who you're going to be disarming and making it much more difficult for them to go and defend themselves relative to the criminals. And, you know, so Biden's type of proposal that he wants to have, it will make people less safe.
No doubt. No doubt about it. And the other part, I think part of the problem would be, now he sort of doesn't like Glocks. He doesn't like 9mm pistols too. What do you think the law would be written in such a way to get rid of semi-automatics, period, if he had his way?
Well, I mean, he's repeated this multiple times. I mean, the bill that he talked about in Congress would only ban semi-automatic guns, the ones, rifles, basically. But, you know, surely it's something people have talked about. You know, and just last week, Canada, originally in Canada, the first version of the bill would ban all handguns in the country. But last week, an amendment was added by Trudeau's Liberal Party there that would include banning all semi-automatic rifles and shotguns. So, you know, the only types of guns that would be left would be bolt-action rifles and pump shotguns that you would have in Canada.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see how that works out for Castro Trudeau over there. I imagine that's going to be pretty hard to enforce that, but...
Well, they've had registration there. I mean, the registration for the rifles, the conservatives got rid of, in Quebec, they kept the registration list, but for the rest of the country, they got rid of it. Canadians are very law-abiding people, though, in general, and they have registration for the handguns. They've had registration for the handguns since the 1930s, so they have a pretty good idea of who owns handguns in the country. And so it's not going to be too hard for them to track down the handguns and take those away. Whether they're going to be able to go and take away all the semi-automatic guns, my guess is here's the problem with these laws, and that is it's the most law-abiding good citizens who obey them. Those are the ones you have the absolute least to worry about are the ones who will turn in their guns to the government when they get banned.
Well, I think the biggest problem that they face is in their unrealistic expectation that do you think that they know that genie's out of the bottle and all they're going to be doing is ensnaring a bunch of law-abiding people? Is that the feature of some of these proposals?
Well, I think the main point of this is just to make people, law-abiding people, more dependent upon the government, less individualistic. And, you know, I think the bottom line is that when you have these types of bans, you're going to see increases in crime rates. You're making it so, now in Canada it may not make much of an impact because it's already pretty illegal in most circumstances for you to use a gun defensively. But, you know, if people were able to use a gun defensively and now you're banning them, you make it relatively easier for criminals to go and commit crimes than it would have been beforehand. And look, every place in the world, that's either, whether it's parts of the United States or other parts of the world, that's banned either all guns or all handguns has seen murder rates go up every single time. You think out of randomness, once or twice, you would see the murder rate go down. But every single time it's gone up. And there's a simple reason for that. And what I've been saying, when you pass these types of laws and you're disarming the most law-abiding good citizens relative to criminals, you actually make it easier for the criminals to go and commit crimes.
Well,
I mean, it's not just, it just doesn't apply to bans. The point applies to any type of gun control law where you're going to be primarily disarming the law-abiding citizens relative to criminals.
Hang on for me, John, if you will. We'll be right back talking to Dr. John Lott. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are signs inflation might be slightly cooling off. The core personal consumption expenditures price index rose 5% from a year ago, as expected. The PCE is the Fed's favorite inflation measure because it excludes volatile food and energy prices. The Senate Agriculture Committee is holding the first of several congressional hearings to investigate what went wrong with failed cryptocurrency exchange FTX. Indiana Republican Senator Mike Braun tells Fox News that crypto needs to be correctly regulated and understood.
We've got a lot to learn, not only about the industry, the components of it. It is going to need some regulation if it's going to probably grow in an orderly way.
President Biden is welcoming French President Emmanuel Macron to the White House today. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Dr. John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org. You make mention of something that not a lot of people talk about because a lot of people still get a lot of their cues by watching episodic TV, you know, the fictional TV. And you point out how they're trying to make people believe that life actually imitates art because it's always the concealed carrier that's the problem.
Right. Well, at the Crime Prevention Research Center, one of the things that we force ourselves to do is to watch kind of entertainment TV police shows just to kind of document how wildly misinforming they are for the people who watch those shows. And one of the things that you've seen for well over, I don't know, almost two decades now, is that it's virtually impossible to find any entertainment TV show where someone successfully uses a gun defensively to protect themselves or others. Every time, you know, there's only one exception that I know of, and that's Yellowstone has had two episodes where people successfully use guns defensively. One was, John Dutton's young grandson, Tate, who saved his mom. And, another one was, John Dutton and Rip, stopping that robbery that was occurring at the Ruby's restaurant, which is about 5 minutes from my house here. Anyway, but all the other shows, something goes wrong. Either the person using the gun defensively shoots the wrong person, or the gun is taken away from them, or they get in the way of the police doing their job. Something goes wrong. And, you know, so some of the recent episodes we've had, CBS has been on a tear, NBC's been on a tear on this stuff. On CBS Most Wanted, which is probably the single worst offender, you know, they'll have things like, a man who just bashed somebody else's head in with a rock, a civilian who means to do well, runs after him, pulls out his permanently concealed handgun, and ends up shooting a woman by accident and not shooting the killer that's there. And so he just causes problems. He made the situation worse by killing the woman that was there, or who's really wounding her, I guess. And, and the FBI agent basically scolds the guy for getting involved and saying, you know, you're not, you shouldn't be involved. You should just leave this to the professionals. And that's one thing that the different TV shows emphasize over and over and over again, that people just shouldn't get involved. This is something that only the police should do, and civilians shouldn't be carrying guns for protection. You know, and these types of things just don't happen. I mean, we put out a report on active shooting incidents, looking at the data of over 8 years from 2014 to 2021. And out of about 360 active shooting incidents that occurred in the United States over that period of time, there's 124 at least that were stopped by legally armed civilians. And the types of fears that they have about a permit holder accidentally shooting a bystander just doesn't happen. Is it possible that something like that could happen? Yeah, sure. But instead, what is shown is, something that's very different from reality. And it makes people fearful of things that they shouldn't be fearful of. But look, it's just not entertainment television. The media coverage also gives people really misimpressions about guns. Last year, we did a report looking at media coverage on news media coverage on defensive gun uses. And there's like 2,000 cases overall. Stories, but I was just giving you one example first, and that is, if you look at the five largest newspapers in the United States, the New York Times, the Los Angeles Times, the Washington Post, USA Today, the Wall Street Journal, between those five newspapers, they had a total of just 10 defensive gun use stories. And almost all the defensive gun use stories that they had something go wrong. Either the gun was taken away, or the wrong person was shot, or the person who was using the gun defensively ends up getting killed. By contrast, they had about 1,700 news stories of somebody being murdered or wounded by a criminal. And if you take all news stories of gunshots, you're talking about like 2,700 of them. So, you know, you may think you're a well-read person. You read the media, you read and you listen to CNN and MSNBC, who had zero defensive gun use stories over that period of time. And you think, boy, there are lots of crimes with guns. Guns are virtually never used defensively. And in the few times that they are used defensively, something goes wrong. And it really creates a misimpression for people. I'll just give you one example. If you look at all the defensive news stories, most of the time when people use a gun defensively, the claim is that the attacker was killed. 42% of the time the attacker is wounded, and only 4% of defensive gun uses occur with just a simple brandishing of a gun, and most of those involve the criminal being held at gunpoint until police arrive. Well, there's a lot of research out there. It's pretty clear to me that about 95% of the time that people use guns defensively, the attacker isn't shot. It's a simple brandishing of a gun. But it's understandable why the media doesn't cover those stories very much. It's kind of the old adage, if it bleeds, it leaves. If you're editor of a news bureau, and you have two stories. In one case, there's a dead body on the ground. In the other case, let's say a woman brandishes a gun. The would-be attackers run away. No shots are fired. No dead body on the ground. You're not even clear what crime might have been committed. I think if you were an editor of a newspaper, I know if I was, I'd be much more likely to pick the story with the dead body on the ground to put on the front page than I would to have a story where we're not even sure what crime would have been committed. And so, the important point is that what makes a story newsworthy isn't the same thing as reflecting reality overall. And if we care about making people safer, we're going to care about both stories. We're not just going to care about the one with the dead body. We're also going to care about the one where the woman brandished a gun and caused the criminal to run away without any crime being committed.
Right. Well, I mean, I've seen something somewhere where 2% of the time a civilian shoots the wrong person, where 12% of the time a police officer shoots the wrong person. Have you ever seen that stat anywhere in your studies?
Well, I'm not sure where they would get that from. All I can tell you is, if you go through these news stories on active shooting attacks being stopped, it's pretty clear to me that, as I said before, I couldn't find any such case like that. There's stories, there's some academic research that's been done that claims, you're more likely to accidentally shoot a loved one or somebody else than you are to go and kill, a criminal who's broken into your home, for example. And the problem with that is, one, just what we were talking about before, you're talking about way less than 1% of times that people use guns defensively do you kill or wound the attacker. Well, if that's the case, and I'm only looking at cases where I killed the attacker on one side there, then I'm ignoring over 99% of the other defensive gun uses. I'm not counting those as benefits.
Let me get you to hold on right there. We'll be right back talking to Dr. John Lott. This is Lock and Load.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, talking to Dr. John Lott from the Crime Research Prevention Center. Crime Research.
No, Crime Prevention Research
I'm sorry.
Center.
We're not
preventing crime research.
You know, I didn't get that wrong at one time with Nikki yesterday. I got it right every time. I had it written down. Crime Prevention Research Center, or crimeresearch.org. And you've looked at a little bit of stuff, and one of the things that nobody ever says, you're the only one that I've seen say it, is percentage-wise of violent crime, with the Uniform Crime Report, what is the percentage of violent crime that occurs with a gun?
Right, it's less than 8% of violent crime involves a gun, and that's been pretty consistent over the decades that we have this type of data. And, it's amazing how much higher people think it is. We hired McLaughlin and Associates to do a survey for us earlier this year. And the average Democrat thinks that 58% of violent crime involves a gun. The average Republican thinks that 38%. So the average Democrat's off by 50 percentage points, and the average Republican's off by 30 percentage points. And the interesting thing is that the people who are most wrong, the ones who believe, a very high percentage of violent crime involves guns, not surprisingly, are the strongest supporters of gun control. And one of the other things that was interesting in the survey was that, you can divide it up by people's level of education, by people's income. The people that were most wildly wrong were the ones who went to graduate school. They were well over 60%, about 70% of violent crime they thought involved guns. The people who were most accurate were the people who hadn't gone to finished high school or who just had a high school diploma. They were about 20%. People who made over $200,000 were very inaccurate. The people who made less than $30,000 or $50,000 were much more accurate. And I think part of it is when you're relatively poor, when you have relatively little education, you're more likely to live in higher crime areas, and you're more not likely to know firsthand that a lot of violent crime doesn't involve guns. But if you're the type of person who, doesn't really get involved or experience crime, then what you have happen is, you get it from the TV news, or you get it from watching these entertainment TV shows that we're talking about before. It's not surprising that, the so-called the brightest people have the worst information and are the most inaccurate in terms of understanding these things. And so, the bottom line is, if you think virtually all crime involves guns, or the vast majority of crime involves guns, and, you read the New York Times and LA Times and, the USA Today and whatever, and you listen to CNN and MSNBC, and you think the vast majority of crime involves guns, there's a lot of crime out there, you think you never hear about people using guns defensively, well, is it really surprising then that you think, well, the solution is we just ban guns? Because if we just ban guns, then we don't need to worry about, crime anymore. They don't think of the fact that if you ban guns, the discussion that we had earlier, it's going to be the most law-abiding good citizens who turn in their guns, not the criminals, and that you're not going to have defensive gun uses, and you're going to make it easier for criminals to go and commit their crimes. And the thing is, if my research convinces me of anything, it's the most vulnerable people in our society who are going to get hurt the most from those types of gun control laws. Because it's going to be the people who are the most likely victims of violent crime, who I find benefit the most from having a gun to protect themselves, and it's overwhelmingly poor blacks who live in high crime urban areas. And it's going to be people who are relatively weaker physically, women and the elderly, when you're almost always talking about a male criminal doing the attack. And criminals like to attack victims that they perceive of as being relatively weak. And so, if you have a man attacking a woman, there's a lot larger strength difference that exists there on average than a man attacking another man. And the presence of a gun represents a much bigger relative change in a woman's ability to go and defend herself than it does for a man.
Indeed. One of the other things, though, I mean, we just had the Uniform Crime Report come out here recently. And I looked at that, and at first I thought it was way off because they mentioned 14,777 homicides or something like that. And then I found out that only 60% of the agencies actually reported to them, and 40% did not. And some of those included agencies like the LAPD and NYPD. How bad, how off was this Uniform Crime Report? Is it even something that you can use to update your studies?
No, it's useless. I have no clue. It's just too, you're missing a lot of the largest police departments in the country. I'll just give you an example. It turns out that over half the murders take place in 2% of the counties. And those counties are the most populous counties. So, you have a lot of places like Los Angeles and New York who aren't reporting the data. A lot of large Democratic cities aren't reporting the data. And so, you just know you're missing a huge portion of things like murders in the country. It makes it pretty useless to go and even try to make comparisons across years when you're missing so much of the data that's there. Like if the 40% that you were missing were pretty much exclusively small rural counties, then, it wouldn't be that big of a deal because, over half the counties in the United States have zero murders in any given year. You're talking about almost 70% of the counties have either zero murders or one murder. So you can miss those 70% of the counties and you have a very small change in the total number of murders. But unfortunately, those weren't the counties that decided not to report the data. But the weird thing is, they have the data. I mean, you can go to what's called CompStat, and they have data for the New York Police Department. They have data for Los Angeles. They have data for lots of other major cities. So the data's there. In fact, you can find by week the number of murders, the number of rapes, the number of robberies, the number of assaults, the number of whatever you want to look for there. So the data's there. It's just that they didn't turn it in. The FBI has changed its data system. It's made it much more opaque, much more difficult to use, whether it's an excuse or what, when you have a lot of these cities that I think were experiencing increased crime, that just decided that they weren't going to report it this year, even if they already had the data there.
In terms of, do you think that was something that was deliberate on the part of the agencies? Was it deliberate on the part of the FBI not to go get it? I mean, why would they publish a report that was incomplete?
Look, I mean, the FBI's gotten to be a mess these years.
Right.
In many different ways. I could go and tell you war stories for hours. I was working in the Department of Justice up until January last year.
Right.
And, you know, I fear the place has become extremely political. And, a big change. I can't trust a lot of the data that they have anymore. First-hand experience and dealing with them on data problems and errors in their data that they refuse to fix. And, you know, it's just a mess. So, but, you know, I can't get into people's minds usually on why they're doing the types of things that they're doing. To me, the bottom line is this data trustworthy or not?
Well, anyway, listen, I want to thank you for taking the time to join me this evening. You and Nikki are enormous fonts of information that every one of us should be checking into. Crimeresearch.org, the Crime Prevention Research Center, not the mistaken one that I said earlier. Dr. John Lott, of course, Nikki Gozer, who was with us yesterday. Listen, thank you very much.
Well, Nikki's kind of the heart.
Yeah.
Of the Crime Prevention Research Center.
Yes, sir.
And but people can find any of the stuff that we've been talking about on our website at crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org.
Thank you, sir. I do indeed appreciate it. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.